Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us here on the Orion Fuel and Downstairs Convenience Stores guest lines, they are truly steps beyond convenient. Adam H. Beasley, Adam Huntington Beasley, who covers the Miami Dolphins for the Miami Herald. Adam, I think the most important thing I've taken away from today is that you have a home telephone.
Who doesn't, man?
I definitely don't.
I mean, it's 2018 or 2019. I can't remember the last time, like, my family, my mom, who's 60 years old, had a home telephone. Hey, man, but congratulations to you, man. All props to you. Real quick, before we get into the serious stuff, did you take home any sandwiches or meals today from the Miami Dolphins lunch, or was it just me?
You know, it was a strange time to eat, right? Because we got it at, like, 2 o'clock.
Right.
So I just had one burger. Sometimes I go back for the second sandwich, which I think if I'm following, you know, like a TB12 method, if you follow the ZD0, because you are a zero, Zach, method, you eat two sandwiches and you bring one home for later.
Well, no, I took three home and I gave one to Brian Monroe. But you know what?
Yes.
I do not feel bad about it anymore after reading about Christian Wilkins and how frugal he is. I don't care anymore.
Well, I mean, the question is, okay, I was going to make a joke about taking a pay cut to go from the college to the pros, but that's in bad taste. I'm not going to do that. We know that Laramie Tunsil already got into trouble for going down that road, so I'm not even going to touch it.
Yeah, so on a more serious side, I think today a lot of the things that the coaching staff was saying is competition, competition, competition. We heard that right after the Dolphins traded for Josh Rosen. Brian Flores said it after the draft, where he's like, yeah, even the journalists, if you come into this building, you're going to compete. But in all reality, do you really think there is a competition at the quarterback spot?
Yes, I think there is. But it's, you know, when you play golf, there's a handicap, and if you're close, you win. if you're the lesser player, but you get if you're close to the better player and score, you're going to win because of the handicap. I think that's what's going to go on here. If Josh Rosen completely goes out and falls all over himself over the next 3 months, looks terrible in OTAs, looks awful in the mandatory minicamp, and can't tie his shoes in training camp, he will not be the starter. But if he goes out there and is solid, is competent, and is in the same neighborhood as Ryan Fitzpatrick, I can't see the Dolphins punting on this season. They have to have an answer on Rosen this year, because they're thinking about getting into the market for quarterbacks in the top 10 next year. They have to know what they have in Rosen, and the only way you do that is to play him. So, yeah, I believe there is a competition, and I believe that Josh Rosen could lose that competition, but for that to happen, he's got to be really bad.
But wouldn't you say, though, that you kind of risk, and I know that these guys, maybe not so much Josh Rosen, but like Ryan Fitzpatrick is obviously 37 or 36 years old, been in the league for 15 years. Josh Rosen, this young guy, has only been in the league for 1 year, but I pull from the example that we saw last year in college with the Miami Hurricanes, where you're flip-flopping quarterback, because eventually, if you don't start Josh Rosen, you're going to see him at some point. Regardless of how bad he is at practice or whether he can't tie shoes, you're going to see him out in the field at some point. Wouldn't you just say that it's easier for the Miami Dolphins to say, hey, man, the job is yours, and if you don't perform, then you've lost the job? I don't really, in my heart of hearts, think that there's a true quarterback competition.
See, the problem with that, and I would agree with you in theory, but the problem with that is this, Zach. You got 88 other guys in that locker room that if Rosen stinks, they know it. And you talk about having a winning culture and making championship habits and all that. You can't build championship habits if the first thing you do is actively try to lose. And I'm not saying that's what they would do if they started Josh Rosen, but if he's not the better quarterback and everyone in that locker room knows it, then it chips away a little bit at the credibility of the coaching staff. So that's the reason I would say no, is if every player in that locker room knows that Ryan Fitzpatrick is by far the better quarterback and you still start Rosen just because you need to know what you have in him, it might be strategically the long-term the right thing to do, but it's a terrible message you're sending to your team.
Yeah, and competition is exactly what we need to see from the quarterback position. And today they actually helped out the quarterbacks by signing a right tackle in Jordan Mills. What do you know about Jordan Mills, and can he be the tackle, right tackle for the future, or is it just a guy that has, spent a lot of time with the Bills and it's just bringing it for competition?
No, I think you call him the Rickenbacker because he's a bridge. I think he's a guy you bring in because as we said, the assumption is Rosen's going to play and you want to be able to have a fair valuation of the kid. You need to have a competent right tackle there so Rosen doesn't get annihilated. And Zach Stirrup is going to be in the mix, and Isaiah Prince, the rookie, the sixth-round pick, will be in the mix. But it's going to be – he's going to be the starter. And is he going to be the starter in 2020? Probably not. It's a one-year, $3 million contract. Here's the best scenario, guys, is that he has a career year this year. He allows 3 sacks over the course of 16 games, and the Dolphins are dominant running the football behind the right side. And he's really, really good. And then the Dolphins let him walk to a team and signs him for $10 million a year because they would get the comp pick in 21 for him. That is the ideal situation. Probably a more likely scenario is he takes his lumps, he has his ups and downs, but he's better than what they have at right tackle, and he gives them a fighting chance. Look, if you're paying a right tackle, let's say May 8th or whatever, $3 million, he's not going to be a stud, or you think he's not going to be a stud. That's what the market's telling you. But, again, he's better than Stirrup, and he's better than Isaiah Prince, so he'll probably start week one.
Well, Adam, and you can ask Brian about this too, if you read the comments, the initial Twitter post I think came from Adam Schefter, if you read the comment section from the Buffalo Bills fans, they are happy. He's
gone.
They
were excited. They were like, we're going to get a couple extra sacks in the Dolphins next year. Thank you.
Well, the good news is for the Bills is and their fans is that things always go to plan for that franchise. So, nothing has ever gone wrong for the Buffalo Bills. They won 4 straight Super Bowls, right?
That's harsh, man. Adam Beasley joining us here on 790 The Ticket, covers the Dolphins for the Miami Herald. Do you expect some more free agent signings like this, guys that could potentially be starters? Is there anybody you're keeping an eye out? Obviously, I think Ziggy Ansah is probably the biggest name that was on the market, and the Dolphins are in dire need of a pass rusher, are they not?
Well, not if you believe Patrick Graham. I mean, I think you were there in that little huddle when we were talking to him, and the back and forth I had, he was almost incredulous that I thought that they didn't have enough pass rushing help, and he said we absolutely have enough, and we're good to go. We'll coach these guys up, and you don't necessarily need the 6'5", 250 guy who can run a 4-5 around the edge to sack the quarterback, and that's all well and good, but it's a lot easier if you have one of those dudes, and it makes your scheme a lot easier too. So, I think they'll be on the lookout for any good value that's out there. Nick Perry's a name that I've heard. I know they've been in contact with him. Former Packer makes sense because he played for Graham last year. But he's going to – if anyone they sign is going to be in the same mold as the contract we saw today, very low risk, not a bunch of money, certainly no guarantee into a second year if it's a 2-year contract. And it's kind of what they've done all along. This entire offseason has been about – not tanking. I know tanking was tank for two was a fun catchphrase in January and February. That's not what they're doing, guys. What they're doing is they took it down to the studs. They got rid of all the awful Tannenbaum contracts that had weighed this franchise down. And they went with young. They went with cheap. And they freed up a ton of cap space in 20, got a bunch of draft picks next year. And what they're trying to do is buy lotto tickets, essentially, buy a bunch of scratch-offs. Josh Rosen is a scratch-off. Devontae Parker is a scratch-off because it's low-risk, high-reward. If Devontae Parker finally figures it out in year 5, he's not making very much money, and then they have him under contract again next year too. Same with Rosen. That's the kind of deals they're looking for because the key to this season is, A, changing the mood in that locker room, trying to build those winning habits I was talking about, and, B, build a young nucleus that's going to be part of the good times when they get here in 2-3 years. And if the more guys like that they can pick up, the easier to become and the faster the rebuild will be. So that's why I think, Nick Perry has not lived up to the first-round grade he had, certainly didn't live up to the $60 million contract he signed 2 years ago, but he's still a very capable player and probably be the best pass rusher on this roster. that's the kind of ways that they can get better without really hurting themselves long term.
Adam, this is kind of a question about a guy that not a lot of people are really asking about, Isaac Asiata. Like, what happened to him when he was drafted? Everybody was all about him. Like, oh, this guy's a definite starter, even though he's picked in the fifth round. And ever since then, and I don't know if that was an Adam Gase and a coaching staff mismatch, or he was just – and I'm asking you because this is my first year covering the team. I haven't seen him out in practice yet. Is he done? Is he not able to be a starter for this team or even a rotational guy?
Well, I mean, the coaching staff told you what they thought about him last year when they had nobodies – not nobody, but no bodies on the offensive line because everyone was hurt. And Asiata, if there was ever a time for him to come in and contribute, that was it. And he couldn't even get on the active roster half the time. Here's the thing. He was the 164th pick in the draft. If you're a fifth-round draft pick, you basically have a 1-in-4 chance of being a long-term starter. So 75% of the time, you're going to be either a backup or out of the league pretty quick. And it just looks like that Asiata might be part of that 75%. He's going to have training camp to prove us wrong. He's going to be able to get out there in pads and in the preseason to show that he's made strides. But when we go through the depth chart and possible competition and who's going to be left guard, who's going to be right guard, his name doesn't even come up. So he's going to have the training camp of his life, not just to be a starter, but to even make this football team. There's only 53 spots, and they're going to only keep 9, maybe 10 offensive linemen. And you can go through the roster pretty quick and figure out who those 9 or 10 guys are going to be. And they signed one of them to – well, they're trying to sign two or three of them. One, obviously, and the free agent they signed today, but the two draft picks they have as well, Prince and Dieter. So you just do the – you play the math game, and he's going to have to play really, really well to just get a seat on the bus, so to speak.
Last question before we let you go, Adam. I know you said a few minutes ago that the Dolphins are not tanking, and I believe it with some of the moves that they have made. But and they already have, I think, 12 or 13 draft picks in next year's draft, depending on those two compensatory picks. Do you expect them to not try and deal players, but be open to it at the beginning of the season and around the trade deadline, specifically guys like Rashad Jones, if they could acquire more draft capital next year, or would they wait till after the season to do that?
No, I think that they are absolutely unless they have the surprise season of all surprise seasons, they're absolutely going to be sellers at the trade deadline. I could see Rashad definitely being a piece they would look to move. I know Chris Greer insisted about a month and a half ago that he was going to be on the team, and that might be true. He might get the training camp and even the opener with the Dolphins. But if a championship competitor, if a real good team loses their starting safety, they could probably pick up Rashad Jones for a fifth-round draft pick, maybe even a sixth, and they would only be on the hook for half of his salary in 19, and then they could walk away after that. And I think that makes a lot of sense for a team that has a safety get hurt. There may be other options as well. I mean, Kenny Stills, Albert Wilson, players like that that are on big contracts who could help a championship competitor, maybe they get moved as well. Look, if the Dolphins, I mean, what is the trade deadline, week 7, week 8, whatever it is, the Dolphins are 4-4, they're not going to blow it up. If they're 5-3, they're going to try to make a run. But if they're 2-6, they have absolutely nothing to lose by moving on from these guys.
You can follow him on Twitter at Adam H. Beasley, which, by the way, I was looking it up in the break. Adam, you do not follow me on Twitter. I'm very offended.
Oh.
Very offended.
Well, I only follow friends.
You're an acquaintance, buddy.
I mean, he invited me to his, 40th birthday party?
As much hell as I give Duarte, he's one of my favorite people. He is definitely one of my three favorite people I'm talking to right now.
Adam. Adam, who is front and center in your birthday photo?
Well, muscles.
An acquaintance. It was a pity invite. Come on, there's always
that
guy.
It was not a pity invite. I just wanted to see if I could get him out there a little loose on the dance floor, but it didn't happen, sadly.
You don't want to see those dance moves. Trust me. If you want to see them, check out my Instagram.
Check out Brian.
He's definitely dancing in it.
Adam will follow you on Instagram. He doesn't do
that. That's okay.
Adam H. Beasley on Twitter is where you can check out his work covers the Dolphins for the Miami Herald. Adam, I'll see you there tomorrow where I'm taking more food home, right?
See you then.
All right, bud.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.